You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Firearm deer season begins today in Michigan. But as thousands of hunters head out grabbing their rifles, there is a very tiny group of Michiganders who hear this as they are out hunting small game. That is the sound of a red-tailed hawk, one of the species of raptor birds used in falconry, an ancient way of hunting. Right now, there are only about 100 falconers in Michigan, and one of them is here with us now. Chris Wysocki is a master falconer and a member of the Michigan Hawking Club. Chris, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Chris, what are the typical kinds of birds that you might use in falconry in Michigan?
Well, here in Michigan, probably because of the terrain, most falconers will probably fly a red-tailed hawk. Some of them fly goshawks, which is very few people get to see because it's a hawk of the woods. A few of the falconers fly cooper hawks, which there's a lot of them here in Michigan, but they're a very high-strung bird and very hard to use in falconry. But I would say most of us probably use red-tailed hawks because the game species here is rabbits and squirrels, and those are perfect for a red tail.
And are they wild or are they trained, Chris?
In falconry, they're trained, but we're allowed to trap them out of the wild. We have to go through a two-year apprenticeship to be able to get a permit to trap a young red tail out of the wild. We have to take a test. This is through the DNR, and that's only half of it. The other half is that once you pass your test, you have to get yourself a sponsor. And to me, that's the hardest part because you basically have to sell yourself to another falconer to take you on for 2 years. And this other falconer has to be practicing the sport for at least 4 years or longer for them to take on an apprentice.
So it's very regulated and very carefully watched.
Yes, it's the most highly regulated hunting sport in the nation. And it's mainly because we're trapping live, unhurt raptors out of the wild.
And then how do you go about training a wild raptor to hunt for this small game for you?
Everything is positive reinforcement with food. You know, you don't yell at the hawk, you don't hit the hawk, or everything is all positive reinforcement.
And how long does that take? Does it depend on the bird?
It mainly depends on the bird, but I would say usually right from the trap, when we trap one, we can get it out flying and coming back to us within 4 weeks. It's very intense training for those birds to come back to you and work as a team. You have to hunt these guys 4 to 5 times a week. But if I get 6 days in a row that are nice and sunny out, I'll hunt that bird 6 days a week. A little bit different from gun hunters. You can't take your bird out once a week on a Saturday or Sunday and expect that bird to fly for you. It's going to be very difficult. These birds are used to being out in the wild. They're a wild bird. They don't imprint towards you. So that's what you have to do to be able to be successful in the sport.
Describe for us the actual hunting process. What is a typical hunting session like?
First of all, you got to do a little bit of homework. So do you know what rabbit habitat is? Do you know what squirrel habitat is? You got to have 7, 8, 9, 10 fields with that sort of habitat in there to take these birds out hunting. You can't go to the same field all the time. You know, the prey know this when you're out stomping around in the field day after day. They won't come out. So basically on a day like I'll be hunting today, go right around the same time, 3, 4 o'clock, bring the bird in. I weigh the bird. You always got to take your hawk out when your hawk is hungry. Your hawk does not kill for the fun of it like what a cat would. If you take your hawk out and it isn't hungry, it'll sit up in that tree and watch you and it will not come down to you. No matter if I had that bird for 5 years, that bird would not come down to me if I threw it up into a tree while it was overweight. So I'd put her in a box that I have in my vehicle and I'll go out to my field and I'll release her. And then I'm out in the field with a stick trying to beat brush, trying to get rabbits out. If it's squirrels, I try to keep that squirrel up in the tree because the hawk has a better advantage of chasing a squirrel while it's up in the tree than with it being on the ground.
That stands to reason. How often do you actually catch something?
Usually, if you have an average bird, they'll catch something 33% of the time. the bird I'm flying now, this is my 8th red tail in 22 years, and she's one of the above average. She's been averaging right around 70%.
Wow.
We've been out, I think, 10 times today, and she's got 5 squirrels, something like that.
And the falconry season, I understand, started in September and runs through March, but most folks, falconers, wait until this time of the year to start hunting?
That's correct. Yep, and the reason is because of the tall brush and the leaves on the trees. And it's tough out here right now. I mean, as the year goes on, most of these red tails, their percentages will go up because the snow will knock down this brush, and it makes it easier for the birds to catch a rabbit trying to go through 6 inches of snow or instead of, you know, no snow at all.
Chris, I'm wondering, is all of this good for the birds? I mean, I guess some people listening to us may feel that being caught and kept and trained by a human might be traumatic for the raptor. And I'm sure many are wondering if trapping and training these birds hurts the wild populations.
When we trap a young red tail out of the wild, those are the only ones we're allowed to trap. A red tail, their first year of their life, they have a brown tail. They already have proven data that out of all raptors, now this is all raptors, you know, eagles, red tails, falcons, 70 to 90% will die the first year. That's the way nature is. Or else they're not good hunters, and they can't catch nothing, and they starve to death. When we trap them out of the wild, work with them together, and we supply fields that have game in them where they can fine-tune their skills. That's why when we release them, they will be good hunters. Now, we take one of these brown-tailed red tails out of the wild, and we train it for 1 year, and we decide to release it. The chances of that bird surviving is 90%. Completely the opposite. Now, in 22 years, I've flown 8 red tails. I release 7 back in the wild. I flew a couple of them for 1 year, a couple of them for 3 years, one for 5 years, one for 6 years. I mean, we even spend a couple hours a day on days we don't hunt. You know, we either sit with them, watch TV with them, just so they get used to all the people and to stay calm down. Come end of March when we can't hunt no more, we don't associate with them anymore. Within 3 to 4 weeks, they go revert right back to their wild state. They don't have nothing to do with me. They're afraid of me. It's just like I'm training a brand new bird again.
Huh. So which means that if they're kind of bouncing back, doing a reset, then you're saying they're able to adjust back to the wild once you release them.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people might think that, you know, they say, oh, you have a nice pet as a red tail. And I don't like to call it a pet because it's a wild animal. These birds do not personally like you. Most of them do not like being touched. You know, and they can leave anytime they want. But they decide to stay with us because if they don't catch nothing, they know at the end of the day they're going to get rewarded by food that we have. That's the whole process. They trust us because they know they're going to get fed if they don't catch nothing.
Can you describe the feeling or the connection that you get when you're out and having a good day with your bird?
Be able to walk out in the woods, and most of these red tails will have bells on their feet when you're out hunting. It's mainly so you can hear them following you. And to be able to go out and know your bird is 50 feet up into a tree and following me along, and then I can bust a rabbit out and I see this bird do stuff that most people never get to see in the wild, you know, within 50 feet of myself. Seeing these birds crash through brush, through pricker bushes, wrap around trees, and most of the time they don't get hurt. They're built like a truck, and be able to see that. And then they catch a rabbit or squirrel, they let me go in there and dispatch that rabbit or squirrel that she'll hop up on my glove while I put that game in my game bag. You know, it's a high for me by doing that.
Chris Wysocki, Master Falconer. Thank you so much for talking with us, Chris.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.